Hey everyone, I'm Phil.
And I'm Adam.
Welcome to Sketching Out. If you listened to episode 1 and you liked it, that's great. But if you listened to it and thought it had potential, try skipping forward to episode 4.
We learned a lot in the first few episodes. Isn't that right, Phil?
That's right, Adam. Anyway, thank you for listening to Sketching Out.
All right.
Should we do it, Adam?
Let's do it. Welcome to Sketching Out.
My name is Phil.
And I'm Adam. We are a comedy writing duo going by the name of Cold Plates. And we write sketch and sitcom. We used to be doctors, but that was, you know, this is funnier. So we do this now.
And we were hoping to take away a significant proportion of James Acaster and Ed Gamble's podcast. Yeah. Off menu. Yeah, we'll see.
Will be very much on menu.
Oh, yeah.
And on track.
Yeah. On track
for... Cold Plates comedy.
Okay. The first sketch.
The first sketch is called Whistleblowing. Why are you telling me this?
Because you're the head of the Whistleblowing World Cup. You have to do something.
Oh, what do you want me to do, huh? Open an investigation? It'd ruin the sport. Damn it. Why can't you be happy? You got second place, didn't you? Why, boy, you're one of the best whistleblowers we've ever seen. Come back next year. You'll take the gold. I just know it.
I won't. How could I when you're turning a blind ear?
No, grow up. This is life. You think the sport is as clean as a whistle? Some of the Americans are using slightly bigger whistles. Big deal. The Russians have been trying to fix the competition for years. You think Vlad the Exhaler got to where he is with just two lungs? He had lung augmentation years ago.
What?
You don't know the half of it, kid. Look, the crowd just wants to hear a loud whistle. They don't care what happens behind the scenes. Come on, let's forget about this and grab a drink. I fancy wetting my whistle.
No, we have to fix this.
You're blowing this way out of proportion. This ain't the right time to be dealing with this stuff. Sure, we may look like we're thriving, but whistleblowing has been in decline since Hans Suker choked on his own whistle. The sport can't handle any more scandals. This won't just blow over.
But this isn't right!
This is Whistletown. This ain't about what's right. I swear to God, you tell anyone about this, and I'll see to it that you never blow again. You think you'll be spared? You'll be lumped in with the rest of us. Everything you worked for, blown up in an instant. Scholarship to Harvard, gone. That'll be a blow to your father, won't it? Everything he sacrificed for you.
Whistleblowing is about more than blowing whistles. It's about honesty. I can't just keep quiet.
Whistleblowing whistleblowers don't get the blow whistles! You understand?
So what? I just say nothing. I just blow smoke up your ass. No, I'm gonna blow the lid off this tournament.
Hey, I do the idioms here.
Blow me!
I'll blow your brains out, boy.
Oh, what was that?
The TX-59703, banned in all common whistle countries. A.K.A. Whispering Death. It's a misnomer, of course. Nothing quiet about it. I'd have called it Whistling Death. They say hearing it for just 30 seconds can kill a man. You wanna test it out?
No, please!
That's the thing with you young bucks. You can blow hot air, but you just can't whistle. Listen.
Armed police!
You son of a bitch. Wearing a whistle wire, were ya? Don't move, or I'll blow my brains out!
Hey, Chief, does he mean with his whistle, or his...
That was whistleblowing.
Yes.
What did you think?
I liked
of
it.
Of that sketch. You liked it. I like it. I like these guys.
I was listening back to it and wondering if... I don't remember doing that much whistle research. When we wrote this sketch, and I think a lot of things in there are assumed. For example, are bigger whistles better? I've written, which is quite a specific reference.
Surely.
Do you think they're definitely louder? Actually, this we did look up. Did we? Yes, we did. We looked up the Wikipedia article on like the physics of whistling.
Yes, no, we did actually.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah, no, same. A lot of physics, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. More of a biology man me.
Yes.
I would imagine they are bigger and louder. If they're louder, they're bigger. Uh-huh. Like, surely, because there's more.
But there must be a cutoff point. Like,
well, there's a cutoff point where you can't blow. Yeah, yeah. So right. The limiting factor surely is the human lung capacity.
This is what I'm asking, really, because even if the whistle's bigger, do you want the hole to be...
That's true. You want it to be small.
So you want really big whistle.
I have no idea.
Tiny hole.
Yes.
That will affect the pitch, I imagine.
Or do you want a huge hole on a tiny whistle? Okay.
So we don't know if bigger whistles are better, but we think maybe, depending on the ratio of the size of the whistle to the hole and human lung capacity... which I guess is what the sport is trying to test, though, right? With the whistleblowing sport from the sketch. They're asking, what they're assessing is how good everyone's lungs is, right? But he's saying, I mean, they are changing the whistle, but they shouldn't be. That's the main thrust.
As in, everyone has to have the same whistle, otherwise it'd be mayhem.
Well, I mean, not everyone has to have the same tennis racket, for example, or cricket bat.
Yes, but you couldn't have a tennis racket that has like flubber on it. As in, there are still regulations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can't have a massive tennis racket.
As in, they're in the whistle in this world in which whistleblowing is an enormous competition to the point where there is a common whistle country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Countries.
And you mentioned Whistletown, which I imagine would be a place in this world. And it would be awful to live there. But we'll come back to that.
That's where whistleblowing originated.
What do you mean?
Whistletown.
Whistletown?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But Whistletown wasn't actually called that until it became famous for whistleblowing.
What was it called before? Just town. Did I write this sketch?
So you wrote it to begin with, and I think without an ending, and then I think okay,
and then we put the typical policeman in.
Oh yeah.
to round it off.
Yeah, yeah, you'll see him again. Oh, he's great character. Really three-dimensional.
I'm wondering if there were too many puns/idioms about the word blow.
You know what's really funny? I actually wrote down the same thing.
No, really?
I literally wrote down, did we have too many blow puns? So I think chances are we did.
So we'll probably cut a lot of those blow puns.
I hope so.
But if you're listening to this and you thought that was too many blow puns, then you know what? There could have been a lot more. We could have cut some down. We might have added some in.
I wondered if it was one of those things. I was sort of listening to it and I was like, maybe this is funny though, because it's like it gets worse and then it gets funnier again because they keep doing it.
Yeah, maybe. yeah. Yeah, tell you
more
yeah.
blow puns.
We'll tell ourselves that. Okay. Whistleblowing whistleblowers don't get to blow whistles.
Yes.
I think the whole sketch was based around that line.
Why not?
Get it on a t-shirt, email us.
Whistleblowing whistleblowers don't get to blow whistles.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Yeah, you should sell that on Etsy on a t-shirt.
Yes. We should do it.
Oh my god, we could do it. Let's cut this podcast off right now. And we're back. Didn't go well.
The t-shirts failed, yeah. We didn't sell one. And I thought I bought one.
I didn't even buy one. Okay. Yeah, so the common whistle countries.
Yes. No, it's not the same as the Commonwealth countries.
Okay. Who's in it?
Well, it's not it changes. The original common whistle countries.
How many?
Six.
Who were they?
They were the US and Canada. Canada's actually no longer in it. They walked. Ireland.
Okay.
Azerbaijan and Japan.
How did those countries come to found the common whistle countries? They have some of them.
Well, they didn't actually found it. It was founded by Australia.
Who decided not to be in the first six.
They didn't think it was fair. Because they came up with it, so it would look a bit, you know.
Yeah, yeah, favoritism.
Exactly.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's like, so we're going to start this thing called the Common Whistle Countries, but you guys
who
go
wants
first.
To be in it. Yeah, yeah.
Before we tie ourselves economically to this whole whistle idea.
Yes, exactly. And it does have economic implications because it's like the Eurovision. If you win, you have to host it next year.
If you win the whistle competitions.
If you win the Common Whistle Games.
Common Whistle Games.
You have to host next year's event. And for a lot of the time, there was... The uptake of tickets wasn't as much as people thought, and it didn't bring as much tourism as they thought. It was very expensive. Okay. It's like Ireland with Eurovision.
Yeah, I don't get all these Eurovision references at all.
Ireland kept winning it and they kept going bankrupt.
Are you being serious?
No, as in not bankrupt.
Eurovision
as in
bankrupted Ireland.
Yes, no. I think this is right. It was really.
I don't know, man.
Yes, no. My teacher, my maths teacher, told me. Why did my mum tell me this? And he was Irish.
She's from Ireland.
Well, yeah. I mean, an Irish person told me.
Dude, you know what? Actually, I've never seen her watch Eurovision.
So, in protest.
Yeah. So you might be right.
I'm telling you.
I don't know whose side I'm on. I'm gonna be honest.
Between the whistle man and the whistle boy.
Well, snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
But also, they were cheating. So
I think
it's a bit of a if I'm paying attention to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But then I'm also taking in the message of snitches get stitches.
Yes.
I don't feel for either of these men.
I see. And that's because for you,
well, my father,
snitches get stitches.
Yeah, no, I grew up with
as
that.
Powerful a message as
that's a core value of mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and my therapist worked that out. It was the only one.
How did they weed that one out of you?
Oh no, I came in with it on a t-shirt. I said core value one, snitches get stitches. I didn't even know what it meant. I learned afterwards. Who got in the end? The man got.
But not before he unleashed the TX97 something, which opens the door to another episode, because
oh god,
there could be.
You heard it here first.
Where did the TX go? As in, who picked it up? Was it the police? Was it the boy? And I mean, with a whistle like that, that's technology that people would like to
call
buy
to action,
and maybe the wrong people.
Anyway,
that yes, that was all about Whistletown.
So that was whistleblowing.
And
next up, last sketch. Sometimes we'll only do one sketch, but we can fit another sketch in.
Sure we can.
So this next sketch is called
Feed.
Ah, we didn't say that in time. Okay, let's try again.
Feed.
Now on ITV, back to resurrected Michael Parkinson.
Well, Michael, as I was saying, you forget we were taking a risk. We were doctors. Something we would have had to fall back on at the time if comedy hadn't worked out.
No, but luckily for our patients, it did work out. Yes, it did.
Yeah, it was around the time the health service was collapsing, you see, and well, it wasn't long before there wasn't a single doctor left in the UK because they all went off to Australia or Dubai.
And when the poor got ill, we started making them into our feed, didn't we, resurrected Michael Parkinson?
Hungry are you, Michael? Have some feed.
Well, yes. I mean, back then, we got a lot of our nutrition from cows. Do you remember cows, Michael?
Yes, they were huge, great big things.
At one point, and you won't believe this, kids, but ask your parents, there were more chickens on Earth than people. But now... Well, now we have our feed.
There was a housing crisis. Yeah,
there was. Remember the housing crisis?
Yes. Well, now there's a crisis for another reason. Too many houses.
Well, since we got our feed, plenty of room with feed.
Now, when we did take the leap into this career, well, that would have been 20BF before feed, when the Tory government introduced feed in 2028.
Well, we had no idea they were going to change the calendar at all, did we?
Well, no. And that was them winning the sixth election in a row at that point. So obviously they thought they could do what they wanted. So they said, fuck it. Feed.
5 years post-feed, of course. They hadn't taken all the poor and made them into feed.
No, not yet.
And back then, feed was actually only the poor. And thanks to the government, a lot of people were poor. But once they got them all, which took a while... they bred, didn't they? And well, then when the middle classes started being made into feed, we started to get nice, good quality feed.
It was controversial, don't get me wrong, but we got them. Yeah, we got them all.
Surrey was wiped off the map overnight with feed, and a lot of them were Conservative Party, Supreme Overlord voters. And I had some friends from Surrey, actually, who weren't Conservative voters, but they were actually
Liberal Democrat voters. Do you remember the Liberal Democrats?
I do. I didn't until you brought it up. Because now in school, they teach the kids that there were two parties, the Labour Party and the Conservative Party. But a little known fact actually was that there were more parties. The Liberal Party that you mentioned and the Green Party.
They had some mad ideas, Michael. Do you remember? They were awfully concerned about this natural tropical warmth period we're going through right now.
But I mean, that was before feed. You know, what did they know? Turned out they were good feed.
Yeah, I'm getting nostalgic now, talking about life pre-feed.
Lovely pre-feed days. Oh, God, Phil. Oh, God, Phil, I hate the feed!
Adam, no, don't say it on live television.
I don't care anymore. They can make me into feed. I don't care.
No, Adam, you're not poor.
I'm nothing.
You're not poor.
I'm nothing. I'm just feed.
Oh, well, we're all just feed.
I am feed.
No, I am feed.
I am feed.
No, I am feed.
No, I am feed.
I am feed.
No, I am feed.
No,
I am feed.
No, I am feed.
No, I am feed.
I am feed.
No, I am feed.
I am feed.
I am feed.
Welcome back.
That was a really weird sketch, actually. I haven't listened to that in ages.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the end of the sketch, it's pretty... I mean, what's going on? Is that the start of the revolution?
What do you think?
I hope that it's enough people and a strong enough sentiment.
So you're against this feed world, I assume? We need to put our cards on the table.
Pretty against it.
Okay, me too. Good, I didn't want to say in case.
No, I'm... Yeah.
It would be okay, well...
But we're against it, right?
Yeah, we're against it.
Yeah.
So you'd hope it would bring down... The system. Would it, though? I don't know.
The Supreme Overlords. I guess it depends. I mean, I was going to say if there's enough feed, but it sounds like there is.
Oh, no. There's plenty of feed. And
But do they grow anything else? Like, have they maintained investment in sustainable produce? Or are they just banking on eating people? Because, I mean, it sounds like
there's a black market trade in chickens and cows, yeah. People have them in their basements.
So enough... for like an infrastructure if the revolution took hold.
I see, if people stopped eating feed.
Yeah.
Well, people would have to start storing. You have to go to a cow merchant who'd be a shady bloke with like some calves and he'd be in a big overcoat and he's like, hey, you're looking for some calves. And he'd just like open his overcoat and there'd just be calves dangling there. But yeah, there would still be an infrastructure there for them to start farming.
So they could survive. So if they toppled the
government... It would be difficult.
Sure,
and feed would be aplenty and they would have to explain to their children why they weren't allowed to eat feed anymore and why they had to go back to butchering chickens and cows in their basement. Because like you can't have them out in real... Yeah. What are you going to do? I know. Some of them are going to just want to stick to the feed. This is why it's difficult to overcome the overlords. They fought this through.
Because it's their
Those
world.
Those bastards.
Their world is so enticing that they
Well, there's a plenty wanna... when it comes
and you're dependent,
to feed.
And you're dependent.
Exactly. You're like Nestle. They're like Nestle. That's right.
Wow.
That's right. You heard.
Yeah, try and bring us down, yeah. Nestle. Yeah.
Brought to you by Nestle.
Nestle.
They don't make those Nestle chocolate straw things anymore. Anyway, Nesquik. I'm going anyway.
Sorry, I was thinking about strawberry Nesquik.
Other things. Sorry, got.
Got.
Bit
well,
of
it's
a,
like it's like
bit
that,
of a punch in the gut.
Yeah. Well, it's like that. That poem, Pastor.
About sorry.
No.
Oh.
Pastor, and then they came
Pastor.
For me, and then they came for me.
Oh, and then
Martin
they came for me.
Niemol.
Right. Yeah. So, okay, fine. So it's like that. It is like that poem.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
But
sorry,
we've chosen Surrey as the place, as the last bastion of
conservatism.
Yes.
Well, it probably would be.
Well, who is the supreme overlord in this situation?
Is there one? Is there a supreme overlord?
Is there a supreme
Or is
overlord?
It just yes, but he died years ago, and they still, but they pretend that no one's. There's been no live
like Man in the High Castle because Hitler dies.
But they pretend he's still alive.
No. Oh, wait, you're saying that they say he's still alive?
Yeah. They play. But are we talking Boris Johnson,
or are we talking the next leader of the Tory party? It's the next one.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Not the next one.
Who will it be?
But we've established that they're from the Conservative Party.
Yes.
Right. We're putting our allegiances out there into the world.
What does
feed
taste like, I wonder?
Oh, or I think you can get all flavors of feed.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm imagining that they still give this,
Is that depending on... palate.
It's depending on the flavoring.
Right.
Which is also made from feed.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's actually quite...
They
use the whole of the human, do they?
They use the whole human. Nothing's left.
That's okay.
So apart from the appendix. They still take that out.
Don't need it.
No. Don't need it. What's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the point in blending it? Useless. So the feed will go into enormous barrels.
What are the flavors
barrels.
Anyway? Like what?
So there's feed flavor.
Chicken.
Vanilla flavor.
Vanilla feed. Vanilla feed, is that more of
chocolate fudge brownie?
Dessert feed. So there'd be different courses of feed.
They're just, you'd have your starter. So that would be your watermelon flavored
feed. In the summer, but not all year round.
No, and you can't really taste the flavor. It mostly tastes like feed.
But they label them differently.
Yeah, they'll say like watermelon flavored.
And so you think watermelon when you eat it.
Yeah, Cheerios flavored feed.
Enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cheerios. Aubergine Parmigiana feed. But you know that you're just buying feed.
Right.
And people will still buy feed plus max, even though it doesn't.
There's no evidence to suggest that it's good for your bones at all.
It comes in a smaller can. And
for more money.
But more money.
Unbelievable.
I think that's all there is to say about feed, to be honest. So should we move on to the last section, the discussion, where we basically discuss something that's been on our mind from the past week. Adam, you had a discussion today.
Yes. Mine comes from the observation that on the tube, there are a number of adverts dedicated to these multivitamins called Well Man and Well Woman.
Yes.
And if you've been paying attention, you may have recently noticed Well Kid.
There's a Well Kid now.
Yes.
Well Man and Well Woman had a Well Kid.
David Gandy and Tess Daly had a Well Kid. But David Gandy and Tess Daly, of course, being the spokespeople for Well Man and Well Woman. Yeah. And if you have read the advert as many times as I have for some reason, you would see that David Gandy says, he's relied on Wellman for something like 20 years, I think.
Wait.
20 years. No, he's relied.
How old is David Gandy? Did his career start over 20 years ago? Or did he start taking these vitamins and then the next morning he woke up
and was David Gandy, supermodel and British entrepreneur.
Wow.
So they work.
Yeah, they do work.
They work, but...
Wait, no. No, they don't.
No, so this is what I'm wondering, I'm honest.
And what does the Well Woman one say?
I haven't started my day until I've taken Well Woman.
Okay.
She doesn't even start.
Okay, yeah.
Without it.
Someone must have to drop it into her mouth while she's asleep.
Or she doesn't start
she
up.
She won't be able to
she
wake
doesn't
up.
She doesn't start up.
She can't wake.
But is it just the start that it does? As in, once she's up, is that fine? She doesn't need... No, there's no more Well Woman getting into her blood.
Surely it sets her up for the rest of the day, like a good Shreddies.
No, but does it set her up? Well, or does it just start her up? Because I refuse to believe that there's no other way.
I don't know the
Tess Daly could start up, as in, become conscious.
Oh, you're saying it should say, I don't become conscious until I've had my Well Woman tablet.
Dropped into my mouth.
Yeah. Okay, so before that, it's just kind of warm up for the day. So she will be doing stretches and things, and then she'll take her Well Woman and her day will start.
Stretching is starting.
No, that's a warm up for the day, that is.
Okay. And David Gandy's, the rest, says...
Yeah. There's more.
Yeah, well, he's only said I've relied on it for 20 years.
Yeah, that's loads.
Wait, but relied on it for what? That's what he's going to say. Oh. I've relied on Wellman since my 20s. That's what it says, since my 20s.
Since his 20s?
Yes. since his 20s to support his hectic lifestyle. And
yeah,
this is, in case that image is too difficult for the audience to grasp, it's got a picture of David Gandy leaning on the back of a classic car, looking pretty chilled, if I'm honest. Not like the kind of man. He doesn't look busy.
No. Did these people say these things? Did they write them? Did
David Gandy write?
As in, like, so Wellman, what, emailed David Gandy's secretary and say, hey, we'd love to do something with David. We hear he takes Wellmans.
And has been since his 20s.
Has been since his 20s. As in, yeah, did he say this in, like, a newspaper? Did they see this in a newspaper clipping? Or, like, did they go to him and get him to say it? Because there should be a law against them doing that.
Against what?
Them going to celebrities, and poor celebrities, and saying, say this thing, and giving them
or
money.
Or we won't give you millions.
Yeah, yeah, those poor bastards.
I don't know exactly what happened between David Gandy and Wellman, but I like to think...
It's a good relationship so far.
It's only been fruitful for the both of them. Judging from the look on David Gandy's face.
Yeah.
His sexy face.
Who's the well kid?
There's no single well kid, but there are pictures of a few kids.
Is it called Well Kids or Well Kid?
I think it's Well Kid, but I'm not sure.
Okay, because that fits with the singular theme.
Yeah, I reckon. This is probably the discussion they had in the boardroom.
These will be the types of things they will discuss in the boardroom, isn't
it? Well, they do have to decide on the name.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're just like them. Well kids, and they've got, like, you know, Spider-Man is on there and other superheroes.
They got Spider-Man to go on there.
He's been taking it since his teens.
Are you kidding? Is it implying that Spider-Man takes Wellmans?
I don't children?
God, I can't believe.
I think adults know.
You're telling me they're allowed to advertise to children now.
impressionable young minds.
Did this come in?
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone too far.
I wanted that Soap Ahsoka. Okay. But from my own.
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of adverts on the tube dedicated towards making you feel better physically.
But also during COVID, all the adverts went apart from
Vitamin D. And I think the well ones survived. Oh, I think that's why it's been on my mind.
I'm sure.
Quite as much.
Ferroglobin.
It's
a globin, you're ferro.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. You're not tired because you wake up at 5 a.m. to go to your very difficult job all day because you can't afford to live in London. Instead, you need ferroglobin. You're low on iron. That's what it is. Low on iron, low on Eve mattresses, and low on well people.
If you are a wellman or a wellman, you're a wellman,
you're a wellman or a wellman.
If you are a wellwoman or a wellman, then let us know.
How do you start your day? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, with a wellwoman or a wellman or a well kid. I think that's all we've got time for this episode.
Yeah. Your email to be sent your free sample of feed.
Wait, where? Where do they enter their email? Where are they going to do this?
There's no feed either. I lied.
So thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back again next Thursday. If you like this, share it with your friends.
Yeah.
The friends you dislike if you hated it.
Yes, and the friends you
and
like.
And the friends you liked if you loved it.
Perfect. That way it's going
liked
to friends.
It. No, actually, if you liked it, send it to your friends. If you loved it, keep it a secret. Make it your own little secret.
Yeah, that would be nice. We'd like enjoy it.
Yeah.
Cherish it.
Sketching out with Cold Plains Comedy, brought to you by Nestle's Feed. Made in Surrey.